Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shaw Marie. How is everybody's Tuesday? A good old Tuesday. It's nice and rainy here in Idaho Falls. Like I'm a fucking weather person. Anywho, so on the Facebook world, there's the Psychic Sleuth, and it's a website. It's a www. And it's a psychic, obviously. So this psychic did a prediction for Tylee and JJ. And I'm going to read you that one. But then she, them, I don't really know, did another one for Dior Kuntz. And so then I watched another person on YouTube do a tarot card reading for Dior Kuntz. And so I just have to get y'all's opinion on this. Let me know if you guys... I'm not the only one, obviously, who believes in this stuff. I firmly believe I'm not the only one, obviously. So, like, I'm going to tell y'all, and then y'all tell me what y'all think. Because I was telling my friend about it, my friend Hadley. I'm like, girl, did you see that thing I did on Facebook? I posted it. I shared it. I didn't do it, but I shared it. And she was like, I don't believe in it. So I don't know. I didn't see it. No. And I'm like, dude, you got to. And she's like, but I don't feel like she's going to, because it's like, if you don't believe in it, why read it, you know? So I figured she listens to this. So I'm going to read it to her. Then when she cuts my hair tomorrow, we'll have a discussion. You know what I'm saying? So that is what inspired today's thing, is it's psychics. Do you believe it or not? Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So we're going to start with the JJ and Tylee one. Okay. So this one, and you guys, you guys can find all this shit on the Facebook pages and Google, all that stuff. I can share the links that I have for these, but you have to do your own investigating if you want more besides mine. So anyway, part one, it says, I connected with Tylee tonight. I will put down what she says here. I was rather shocked about her candor. I have never met or seen her and only know the bare bones about the case. She comes across nice and cute, but also speaks her mind and she's got a temper. Sorry. Here's what I know. Okay, pause. Tylee and her brother JJ are missing, and their mom Lori and her new husband Chad are kind of on the run or living in Hawaii, and they claim the kids are fine. I also know that dad died from a quote-unquote accident. I do not know anything else. I do not know people or evidence they have found or family members or anything of or much of anything. I only have one photo of Lori. Okay. So, that's what that person says. That's the beginning of it. That's like the acknowledgement of the thing, okay? That's their little background. So it says, Tylee says right away, my mom is a lunatic, straight up. She's always been left of center or does her own thing. My poor brother has had to deal with a lot. It started out that she was going to marry this guy, Chad, and I was hoping that this would make her happy and occupied. She was hard to please. I would say she's bipolar. Look, I love my mom. In terms of how you cannot not love your mom. But I didn't say I have it easy. My dad was a fighter for us, and they did kill him, and they took him out quick. I was last seen by anyone in September. I was dragged against my will and dragged into a nearby location in a camp area. I fought. I was mad. They didn't like my accusations about my dad. This is why you saw me directly go to heaven. But my brother was around for a little longer. this is all in quotations. And then it, and this is like a little side note. This is true. I did not see his soul go to heaven right away, and it confused me. I eventually felt he passed, but it wasn't something I had seen before, and it was unsure of timing. I definitely saw her pass, and I have not seen, and I have not been wrong with over 50 other cases thus far. It's weird feeling. It's feeling, starting to feel like JJ is half there and half on the other side. And then another quotation, seen reddish or brown C-SPAN, open sky, no one around, gazes of a camping trip. So now we go back to what she is saying. Chad did the actual deed. My mom was too emotional. They aren't charging him, but they should. Although my mom was compliant, she's a nutcase about all of this. It's no longer my mom. Another side note, getting a location of artsy stuff, spooky places, diners and stuff like that nearby, which, I don't know, there wasn't really, I guess there's a creepy bar nearby, but we don't know exactly where they killed him. We just know where they buried him. But anywho, and then it goes on to say, you probably won't find me for a while. My brother might be a different story, which that's not really true. Anyway, and back into what she's saying. Tylee says, I wish we had another place to go to avoid this with my mom, but we didn't. And they all knew she was crazy, but Chad is making her this way. I'm south of the park, still in Idaho, near a bear area. I'm pretty much disintolerant. I don't know. Tolerant? I don't know. Sad to see, but I am still up here in the world, in the other world. I want to say to Lori that I forgive you, but will never be the same from this. You will forever pay for your crimes in this earthly prison. It's just the beginning. To Chad, eat shit. Which, if that's really what she said, that's blessed heart, you know? That's too precious. The sedan key, just follow the lead. Oh, follow where it leads. Cell phones. We are not at some random location or held against our will. We'd get the word out somehow if we could. We were not brainwashed or living in a cult, although it would have been better. And this is another side note. Okay, that doesn't matter. Anyway, so now we go to part two. The person who does it says, I read with Tylee again to see if I confirm things from our first session and if I can get a better tidbits. Oh, if I can get any better tidbits. Anyway, quotations again. There's a house involved. It's brown with bricks as well, hidden in a mountain forest area. They can find it if they look at all the properties owned by the family or relatives. It's nearby with a purple heart related to it. Side note, someone, a veteran maybe, ? Believe this was a pit stop area, may hold clues of some sort. End of side note. Quotations. What's important to know is that they keep them locked up. Oh, well, it's important now is that they keep them locked up. Lori will turn on Chad eventually. That needs to happen. I'm picking up that she is sending me that. I am picking up things she's sending me, like there is someone else they killed in Hawaii as well. That will be linked later on. I'm getting it was about money or something. So it was related to money of some sorts, this person says. There is a sense of just throwing all your problems away and having someone take care of you. That's what Lori earned for. And the intent wasn't to remove the kids, but she was so energized into Chad's mantra and lifestyle and psychosis. Chad feels he is untouchable. He comes across to me like a David Koresh type of person. He wanted no strings attached. He felt like he had everything he wants. Oh, like he can have everything he wants. Life is his oyster. I'm also feeling Chad has some abilities himself, that he practices the dark side. Okay. This person also says, I was telling Tylee, I just found it hard to believe a mother would allow her children to be hurt. Like, is there some chance she is hiding or is scared or taken somewhere? And she answered very quickly, you're seeing parents kill their You're seeing parents kill their kids often, just the other day. End quote. Side note, she was right. I was watching the Netflix documentary on Gabriel. On Gabriel Fernandez. Oh my God. Okay. The person says, I've never heard this before, but she is saying that it can be hard to give exact locations of her body because when you pass, you're no longer there. You're no longer conscious of like the earth map. So that could be true. That's what this person's saying. And they say in a side note, if that's true, it's very interesting. And they go on to say, I am asking Tylee, what can we do to make sure investigators find proof that they are not okay, the children, and that they are lying? She was quiet for a minute. Then she said, quote, I am helping assist in the case from here and through you. They will find evidence. The sedan was driven. That has evidence. The house they visit has some. My blood and my deceased. Oh my God. Deceased odor can be detected on some items. Side note, there is a third party she's telling me that knows more and will come acting like they're a friend of hers. More will be told. Another side note, another quotations. She says this is what Tylee's saying. I'm saying she, I don't really know. Just so everybody's aware. Don't jump down my throat. I don't have any idea the sexual orientation of said person doing the psychic's reading. Any hooser. Quote unquote, it says, I am coming to you to tell you my side. I love my family. I'm sad I left this way, but understand the reasons now. It's just one thing out of many good things I have experienced and will continue to experience. I want my grandma, she's making a point to make this singular, was a side note, I want my grandma to know I love her. I will be watching over everything in court. I will visit my mom in jail and tell her how I feel. She is telling me there's other kids here she cares about, but I did not realize there is another sibling. She's making me feel that she is very tied to him. She's guessing him because that's the vibe she gets, and sending her love. So that would be sending her love to her brother, Colby, who is the last living child of Lori Vallo. So anyway, so that psychic does that reading. And I think it was like March. So now we know that they were buried next to the brick wall. And she was, you know, and that, oh man. So this psychic was kind of almost sort of right. We'll see when we get the autopsy back and everything else. What, like, you know, if it really was Chad that did the deed. And we'll see if Lori turns. But now we go to, everybody's begging this person to do the Dior Kuntz. So I read the thing And I was like, okay, that's enough, right? So I was like, I'm going to YouTube it and see if there's any other psychics or anybody else that took on this endeavor. And while doing so, I found a news clipping from KTVB News from July 22nd, 2019. Never seen this news clip before. And so, just a little recap on Dior Kuntz before I read you what this person says, and we will see. So, he went missing in July 10th of 2015 here in Idaho from Ledor, from the Timber Creek campgrounds in Ledor, Idaho. It is a one-way in, one-way out road. They say that they went camping there with, it was the mom, the dad, grandpa, and grandpa's weird-ass friend. They go camping. Child comes up missing the next day. The mom says, we wait 20 minutes, we call 911. When they investigate, they're like, no, she didn't. She waited about an hour, and then she called. They guess. She calls from the campground. Dad drives up the road because he's afraid he won't have service to complete the phone call to 911. They find that odd. I don't, but whatever. And so, yeah, so I'm just going to recap kind of. Like I said, okay, we have the kid missing. We have the retired sheriff, Lynn Bowerman, from Lemhi County. He believes that the parents had something to do with it. He comes out publicly with this in 2016 and says that they cannot keep their story straight. Nothing adds up. So November of 2015, 4 months after, they hire a PI, Philip Klein, from Texas. And he has come out very publicly and said that the parents do have something to do with this little boy's disappearance and that they know more. He doesn't want to work with them because they're liars. They don't want to work with him because he's a liar. The dad did sue him. Nothing came of that suit. And he was denied he tried to sue him again, and the judge was like, no, we're not going to do that. And so they lost the suit, and then Philip filed a suit back and was like, well, now if you're going to be like that, give me back all my money. And they say that he didn't care about the child. And the dad says that he, in this news thing that I watched, he says that he would not hire him to look for a lost dog in a parking lot. So that's how Dior Sr. feels about Philip Klein. And Jessica, the mom, laughs when the PI is brought up. She's like, fucking dick. She didn't say that, obviously, because she's on the news, but it says it all over her face. They have asked repeatedly for Philip Klein to come forward and say, show me the evidence you got, bitch, and he won't. So, Jessica says in that interview that she feels that the weirdo, his friend, his grandpa's name is Isaac. She feels that Isaac did something, that there was flags from day one, red flags, not just any flags, red flags. From day one, he didn't look for Dior when Dior came up missing. The night before, I guess in a very like angry, sarcastic tone, he's like, why did you even bring a kid up here camping at 2.5? And she's like, because he's my fucking kid, and what else would I do with him? And he's been on previous camping trips. I don't even know you, so zip it. That could be very dramatized, but that's the impression she gives, so I'm just going to roll with it. He stayed in his tent when everybody was looking. He was drinking. He factory reset his telephone more than once, which is weird. She says 3 times. Who really knows? Isaac says, nope, kid was there, but has no idea what happens. He can't remember. He says it's not nice to point fingers and say things about people that aren't true. So he took the up road. Jessica took the down road. In 2019, her grandfather died from cancer, RIP. His daughter, Jessica's mother, said that he was on his deathbed, very apologetic and sorry and mourning still for taking his eyes off a little, the little man they called him, and still mourning that. So what I hadn't seen is these news people talked to a guy who was there helping look for the first couple of days, and he was a local to Ledor, and so he knew the Timber Creek backgrounds by the back of his hands. This guy says when he got there, it felt like it was off. He never talked to the parents, but he did see them. He felt that it was just weird, and he just got a weird feeling from it. And by day three, he was like, this shit is fucking shady. So by day three, he was like, That's just pretty much what I'm like, So Jessica says, the news reporter's like, well, do you go back to the Timber Creek campground? And Jessica says, yeah, I try to go back like once a year. I hate it, but it makes me feel closer to my son. And she points out that he went missing at 2.5. And this interview is done in March of 2020 of this year. So, you know what I mean? Oh, no, sorry. This was done in July of 2019. So it's 4 years. So he's 2.5 when he goes missing. 4 years when she does this article. He has been missing longer than he's been alive. So, yeah. And let's see. Dior, the dad, says he went up in mid-June of 2019 with David Mashburn. And I fucking love him. He is on a bunch of the shows that I watch. He has a cadaver dog team, a very, very skilled and amazing team of dogs that he uses in his searches. And he stands by his dogs 100% and their ability to do what he has trained them to do. So David reaches out, Dior Sr. reaches out to him and is like, help me find my son. And so he's like, okay, cool, I will. So he does. And he goes up on the mountain and he says his dog did find a person on that mountain. He was trying to give his dog a break. The dog refused. The dog refused to take a break. And so the sheriff was there when that happened. 2 weeks later, they shut the campground down and did not and have not. And is now really, truly almost a year later. No one has ever said what was found up there, what happened up there, who it was they did find. And David is like 110% sure his dog found a person. He does not know if it is Dior. He does not know if it is an Indian from eons ago. He does not know. He just knows it is a person of some sorts. So, yeah. So that's the background, right? We have four people. Baby Dunn disappeared. And I'm going to tell you right now, this was not an animal. This was not an alien abduction. This was not a person abduction. And my beliefs, anywho, you cannot prove it to me. You will not convince me that those things took place. I don't know, dude. They almost had me with the fucking alien ones. I ain't gonna lie. They almost had me because I looked into it. And a bunch of babies actually do come up missing in Idaho randomly. So, not like a bunch, but like over time, there actually has been quite a few children who have just poofed off the face of the fucking planet. And they all kind of do look alike. They're all very young, blonde hair, precious, cute, and adorable. So aliens have a type, I guess. Who knows? Okay. So this one is the same people. This is the psychicsleuth.com. The psychicfiles.com. And they did the Dior one. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you what they say for Dior. And it says, I have received several requests to do a reading on Dior Kuntz. I took several times to connect yesterday and today, and here are my findings. I am aware of the case, but only as far as knowing that he went missing at a campground. His young parents think that he may have been abducted. His grandfather was also there on the trip, along with a random guy friend named Isaac. It has been many years I had thought about this case and wanted to find out, and let's see what happens. Okay. Every time I read, I focus on details, and sometimes it can come across of being callous or uncaring of the family or those who are grieving the loss of this child. So this is that person telling you right now. Please know I am truly, truly doing this to help, and no means trying to be disrespectful or being poignant about what I see. Sure. When I do medium readings, I call for the person and usually feel their energy enter, and I can see them in physical form. I can talk to them, I can see their movements, mannerisms, but with a younger boy like Dior, I wasn't sure how to do this. It is such a small child. Is a small child going to be walking in here? Is he an older spirit? He is much younger than another one she did a reading before. Another young boy, I don't want to say his name because I probably want to do it and look into it actually. So there's also times that they can get an image out that isn't Dior. So like someone can come forward and be like, I'm here to talk to this fool for this fool, but whatever. So it took her a bit. Okay. It says, when I connected at first, I saw nothing. Nothing. All capitals. However, I felt energy. So I thought, he is coming. And just energy and nothing else. Which is how we all really are on the other side. If you guys didn't know. So I asked him if he could show up as something familiar to me. Suddenly, I see a teenage-looking blonde kid. Then he asked me, in quotes, is this okay? In shorts and flip-flops and floppy, dirty blonde hair, he smiles. I say, okay, that'll do. He seems like a very old soul. I'm not sure what you all believe, but I believe we have lived many lives. Each is to learn a lesson and to keep evolving. Our spirits to grow and love and evolve. Dior was simply living out one life here that was really more than others than for just more for others than just himself. Many times when kids die, this is the reasoning. It serves the purpose that they go on and do more. He has and will continue to do more. So please don't be sad for him, he says. And with that, I do feel that he has passed on. I received the usual symbol for that. I do get that his small body can and will be found. Therefore, he has not been disposed of in any way that could disrespect his body so that there would be no trace. If his body was burned or something else tragically, they would see a symbol for that. Sometimes when I'm reading, I happen upon something that I don't want to see or believe. I keep questioning it. Are you sure? Is that really what you feel or saw? After our encounters, he intensely made me feel that the entire camping ground situation was a front for his death, which I feel had already taken place before the camping trip. He says this was a setup to bury me. That's what she says. Dior says the parents are at fault, more so the father. They have not been the best couple. They fought and drank and did drugs and were not always watching him properly. I feel him being yanked around and hurt. I do not feel they meant to kill him, but they were neglectful, which led to the accident. Look, I know parenting is hard, especially when you're young and the kids are tough to manage, so accidents do happen. They aren't horrible people, but they are not innocent. Now, here is where I had to really dig into this to see if he could give me more information of what happened. I'm seeing him on some type of toy car or truck, and it flips over in water. He's literally drowning and pinned. No one saw him or got to him in time. I feel like this is near a mobile home and puddles of rain on the ground. And I'm outside playing at the time. I'm outside playing at the time when I actually shouldn't be. I drowned. If it's not a big puddle or some type of small pool or lake or pond area. This is all in quotations. There is mass chaos and wondering what to do. Not just because of my death and possible charges, but they have drugs in the house and will get tested. They put me in a blanket and put me in a bag to carry me away. I feel his body is in some type of igloo in the yard, and that's a cooler. He was very hidden and they dropped him. And I feel this camping story was a way to show how they, quote unquote, lost him somehow. I would never have thought this, but I feel like others were just there along. And the friend Isaac was sort of left out of the plan and they just lied to him. If there is proof Dior was at the camping ground, I'm 100% sure I'm reading this wrong. I think it's possible for that type of accident to happen and happen there. And he may have drowned because of neglect. They found out and they hid his body. But I don't feel in either case he was immediately buried or disposed of at the campground. I'm being told timing is all off. There was another trip they were not talking about to authorities that they had took. He said, the mileage won't add up. Is what Dior says. If you look at the mileage, it won't add up. He said, he says this was so obvious yet not observed at the time. Says, I actually think it's possible Isaac, the friend, was not privy to anything going on and that he was told the kid was sleeping in the truck or playing and he was none the wiser. And then that the guy's not a bad guy. And it says, the grandpa also was not a bad guy, but was also not the best either. Was certainly not going to hurt the mother whom he relied on. There were plenty of motives to protect themselves, I'm told, but they were having to pay millions. They were having to pay for this in a million other ways. Oh, then you could not realize. So Dior wants to tell you all reading this that he does not want you to hate or harm his parents and do not feel that any other random people are involved. No lion dragged him away into the mountains. You'd know something like this happened. A scuffle, markings in the sand, crying. I'm sure that they would have found bones, blah, 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 they say. That's not in there. There's no blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying blah, blah, blah. Like bones, clothes, shoes, all of them things. Now, as far as his body, they say it will be found by happenstance, not from a search. Like the one a guy opens up and sees a body and thinks it's dirt. It won't be. It'll be the body. I definitely don't feel his body is in a loosely buried area. So that was weird. I feel like a junkyard area or a workplace where people drop things off. So this person says in their reading that they don't feel that he's like buried up in the mountains, that he's more discarded somewhere in like a junkyard. And it's not something that someone is normally going to look into. It says, I have zero clue about the map, but he does show me campground upper right, and then his body is down a bit to the left. So not at the campground, but there's no junkyards or anything up there either. So I don't know. Or a workplace. I don't know. But anyway, it says, I hate this story because I would rather believe that he was taken or something. Maybe I am totally wrong and he's alive. But sadly, I am more right than I would be. I feel like I did this with the Lori Vallow case and the Chad Daybell case. I was sadly right. She was. They were. As I normally do, I list the feelings are firm for me in the story. So the feelings that sit firm with this person that they stand behind are as followed. Dior is passed on. Dior had a rough childhood / parents who were not very attentive. Dior does from an accident, but it is spawned from neglect. His death, I'm assuming. As far as the fact that he did not die at the campground, I am about 90% on. I think there is some haze on how that may have occurred, but I feel strongly that he was not actually at the campground. And I close on reading the Dior. I tell him we love him and we are sorry this happened to you. Thank you for coming and telling me your story. And he tells me quickly he's with his grandpa now. Side note, so I'm guessing he has passed on, which, yes, grandpa has. He says that Dior does not harbor any ill will and is happy, he says. He says, this is what Dior says, in quotes, I am not my death. Super sad. And I just want to say, if that's the case, I'm 100% right. I've believed that from the very beginning. This is just too weird. Okay, so this chick, love, hearts, googly eyes, the whole spiel, love, 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 YouTube channel, Awakened Starseed. She does a tarot reading. Love, she says in the tarot reading that they fucking sold him. And if anybody says, thinks that I say fuck a lot, oh, this woman is my goddess. It's like every other word. She writes fuckers, fuck faces, you know? Just puts the effing in front of everything. She has an amazing set of tits. Good rack on her. That's all you see. That's all you see. You see her beautiful nails, her hands, her rack, and you hear her voice. So, she's beautiful. She says they're sack of shit parents. And this was uploaded onto YouTube on March 20th of 2020. Which she did make an almost kind of right prediction. Is that she says when she's doing this tarot reading that she thinks whatever happened to this child happened around 4 o'clock because of one of the cards. And technically they made the phone call to 911. Jessica's call went through at 2:28. So, close. But she says that Dior is alive and that the parents sold him. And that everybody knows that the parents sold him. And so, I don't know. But everybody says now why they brought this up, I guess, is because we have so many conspiracies here in Idaho on truly what led them to know where to dig in Chad's yard. Was it Lori? Was it whatever? And some people have said and come out and said, well, they used sonar. And if that is true, then why can't they take the sonar up to Ledore and find Dior? So, everybody is now saying, now that we have justice for JJ and Ty Lee, that we need to give JJ, we need to give Dior justice, which of course we do. So, guys, I don't know. I'm going to shit bricks, literally, if they come out and say that they found Dior, because that's just going to blow my mind. Like I said, though, a year ago in July, almost a year ago, I understand we're in June. So almost a year ago, they did a very skilled team of cadaver dogs, a very, very skilled team, did hit on some sort of human remains up there. And their handler, David, is very, very, very sure on that. So no one has ever, no one from Lemhi County or anybody has ever come out and said, here's what we found a year ago or anything like that. So hopefully soon, and in the interview that the parents did for this news channel that I hadn't seen before, they do say, they're like, shit, soon we will be able to show people that they can fuck off and we didn't do anything wrong, which I've never thought, and I want to make that very clear, I have never thought that they did something to him. I have always assumed and guessed and stated that I'm very correct on that it was a cover up, and that they, dude, no, this little boy, you guys, it, and if you guys don't know who Dior Kunz is, come out of the rock you live under, but he is the cutest little boy ever born on the planet. Cutest little face. And this is when I myself was like, shit is shady, is because the mom and them say, dude, we went to the gas station. He saw the gas station lady. He was flirting with her. He was a very cute little boy. He was running around. Ledor, you guys, is population like 50. Sorry if I'm wrong, but like, it is the smallest of towns. It is a very cute, it's like Peekaboo, Idaho. Peekaboo, it's gone. It's very small. And so the lady that works in there, we see the same Tom, Dick, and Harry every fucking day. So if we were to see the cutest little blonde-haired boy come in, flirt with her, run around the store all crazed, she would remember. And this lady is 100% sure. She's like, no, I sure didn't. I saw those two by themselves. So that's when I was like, something happened and we covering it up. I don't know. And people have asked, well, if they did do that, why did they even call 911? And I think the reason why we had to call 911 and say that he was missing is so that we could not have to answer the question later on when it's more suspicious of where is he. Then we have an answer. We have an answer right then. Well, he's missing, obviously. I called 911. He's lost in the wood. So, I don't know. They say, everybody now says, even the goddamn psychics, and I believe in psychics. I really do. I don't believe that this is it. Like, we just cash in and get the fuck out of here and that's it. Nothing else happens. And mainly, I just don't believe that because that just seems like a shitty way to think about it. But I don't want to just become worm food and just, that's it, you know? So I believe I get to come back and haunt people and have a gay old time. So yeah, guys, I don't know. Do you believe in psychics or not? Like I said, I do. I do. And I want my tarot cards read so fucking bad now. And I want someone to tell me my future. So if you guys do that stuff, hook me up. Do I live? I'm serious. Like, I'm dead. It might sound sarcastic. I'm dead serious. I have been into all of that since I came out the womb. The chakras, everything. I love it all. I am obsessed. I always wanted to be like into Wiccan and stuff and like and do it. But I tried to do witchcraft when I was like 10. It didn't work. So I gave up on it altogether. But yeah. Guys, that's what they say. They say we're going to find out. So I just want to put it out there right now that these were the predictions. Just in case they fucking go and crack this shit. We know. We know. I predict we're going to see some parents also going to jail in this one, sadly. But we'll see. We'll see. So let me know what you guys think on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I think the group is still private, so you have to get in. You have to ask me. I will let you, though. But It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast is what you put in. And that's the same thing for YouTube. And you can also tell me what you think on Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19, all together, no spaces, no nothing. Or you can also tweet me on the Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where I'm from. And let me know. And you guys can also do your... Oh, I did get a someone seeking advice. So, I mean, I have like one or two, so we obviously need more than one or two to make an episode of it. So if anybody else wants advice on your shit, let me know. And you guys can email me those privately on any platform, or you guys can email the podcast email at itiswhatitispod19@gmail.com. Completely up to you. And then do me a favor and go over to iTunes if you're on an iPhone. Very simple. Go review my show if you would be so kind. And yeah, you guys have a great Tuesday, and we'll be back on a Thursday for a good old-fashioned show review. So have a blessed week until then. Bye, bitches.